Hey everyone, it's me. It's time to do some political analysis here, even though I'm not fond of politics myself, but I do keep up with them for the most part. And let me explain something to people who are starting to really cheer and think that the GOP has pretty much got the next election in the bag. What you've done is reawaken the liberal base, the same liberal base that basically voted you out in 2006 and 2008. You've basically reawakened people that didn't think the Tea Party was going to be a big deal and now realize, yeah, they're in a position of power, a big position of power. And you've awakened an element in the Republican Party that had gotten complacent, that now realizes it's on the outside looking in, that being the fiscal conservatives that don't really care about social issues, and even when they do care, they tend to be moderate if not liberal. The Tea Party could very well be the worst thing to happen to America, in my opinion, because it's reactionary, very conservative to a fault. And it could very well create an environment of political tension and stress that would lead us to something that I don't think we really want to see, and that is the kind of divisions you see in smaller countries with less stable governments. The fact is, when you hear the rhetoric that they will not compromise at all with Democrats and won't talk to Democrats, it's either their way or the highway, it's reckless. Basically, it means that if you're not pure, then the wrath of the Tea Party will come after you. The same thing applies to Democrats when certain elements of their liberal wing, i.e. MoveOn.org and others, went after them for not being liberal enough. The vast majority of Americans are moderates, like myself. They tend to be either moderately conservative, moderately liberal, or just plain moderate, like me. They tend to be libertarian. They want a smaller, effective, efficient government. It doesn't tax them to death, but does enough to provide for those who are unable to provide them for themselves, i.e. children, the elderly, and the disabled, who protect workers that need protection, but doesn't go overboard to make it impossible for businessmen to conduct business. You see, what we're seeing are two extremes. On one end, you've got Obama and the liberals who basically want government to tell you what to do, what to say, and everything. And then you've got the conservatives who basically want you to be Christian, to be straight, to be a free trader. And if you're poor, you stay poor. If you're rich, you stay rich. And that there are no taxes and the government is so tiny that they can't do a damn thing. Except, of course, fight. You know, I blame both parties. I tended when I was a kid to lean liberal, to lean like Democrat, like my grandfather, my mom. But somewhere in the 90s, I realized that liberalism wasn't the way to go. So I basically became an independent in the late 90s and basically considered both parties to be just as bad as anything else. And that's why we have the kind of government we have, because neither one wants to work with the other, and when they do, it tends to be for the detriment of Americans, i.e. free trade. So this election will lean America right a little bit, but it's, in the end, it'll flip and flop like it always does. One election will get left, one against election will get right. And when a party gets the middle ground, that's when America will be better for it. That's it for now. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.